Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solarcast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk Solarcast.
Hello, Jamie.
Hello, Adam.
How's everything in the land of solar this week?
Trending upwards.
Hey!
I know. All right. Your favorite.
Yes.
Well, you know, we try and, you know, that's why we call this Straight Talk Solar, Adam. It's not all just rosy talk solar.
Okay. That's, I know.
But yes, I know. It's definitely, solar has taken a lot of body blows, you know, like in the Mike Tyson boxing game that
yes.
we played.
Of course.
A lot of body blows, and they're definitely going for the knockout punch with all, you know, all of the different things that are happening and everything. But guess what? The sun is still shining. People are still getting crazy electricity bills.
Oh, yeah.
And people still want to go solar. And so is it a no-brainer like it was, you know, that we've been jumping up and down about for, you know, this is now our 16th year in business. And I've been jumping up and down for 15 years saying, How does not every single home, building, field just covered in solar? And so just because it was such a, you know, it's super no-brainer in California to go solar. So
yeah.
Now California is kind of like, it feels like the rest of the country where it's, you know, it'll help for sure. But will you save money the first day? Maybe not. With interest rates going crazy at the same time, that was not good timing. So it's actually, you know, kind of the worst time to borrow money. But for lots of people, we're having lots of people just pay cash for the system. You know, not a bag of cash, but they are paying for it straight away with no financing. And
nice.
So I thought, definitely it is. But you know, there's plenty more who are financing, and what they realize is that there's a finish line. Whether it's 15 years or 8 years or 5 years, whatever it is. And then after that, the panels have a minimum minimum warranty age of 25 years. So,
right.
You know, you're taking an expense that will never go down, your electricity expense, and it'll never go away. You'll never not need electricity. And this, it's never going to be cheaper than it is today. So that's what I'm telling you. Lots of customers who say, is it worth it to go solar now? And I said, well, yeah. Yes, it will, because instead of it paying for itself in 4 or 5 years, now it's 6 or 7 years. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, there will be a remainder bill in the November, December, January, February months, because we just don't have the sun hours that we do the rest of the year. So just keep that in mind and okay. Don't freak out. But, in any event, yeah, I mean, people would love to see no electricity bill for the entire year. Absolutely. It's a whole new world. And so, you know, definitely talking with people who did not go solar before April 15th, and their electricity bill is $200 normally through the year, and now it's at $400. And then explaining, well, your loan payment's going to be $377. And so they're, what? You know, why would I ever go solar? And I said, well, there's a finish line, but I want to save money today, right now. Like, yeah, I know. Yeah. I hear you, but eventually you will save money. So it's just one of those things that, well, no, I want to save money right now. Don't you understand?
Come on,
do you understand? Round four. But, yes, I do understand. And is it going to go? Are the price is going to go down anytime? What in your life? You know, what in your life is going down these days with inflation and minimum wage and insurance costs and workers' comp costs and attorney fees and so forth? Almost nothing in life is going down. So waiting, you know, I'd always say there's no better time to go solar than today. And it was really good, you know, April 14th, 2023, and before that. Mm-hmm. And so now. Going forward, it's still good. It still makes sense. It's just not as not as good. And will it come back? Probably not. So keep that in mind for people who have not gone solar. And I'm sure you drive around, I drive around, and tons and tons of places, huge buildings and huge gyms and huge car washes and things that use tremendous amounts of electricity. And they're just paying PG&E, sun is shining, and it just makes zero sense. So
yeah, now because of you, I do have that little voice in the back of my head going, how much is this AC cost in this place?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Or churches and all this. And then like, wow. So I was just, humble brag, donating blood again. And the church that I was in, AC, it was a nice 73 degrees in there. And I was like, hey, do you think these guys have solar on the roof? And they go, oh no, they're never going to. They said it was going to be too expensive. I'm like, okay. And it's like, oh my God.
Don't you live in California too?
What? Yeah. It's interesting. So
God will take care of it, Jamie.
That is true. That is true.
Smite PG&E.
Maybe the rapture will come and then that'll be the end of that. So we don't have to worry about it. Yeah.
All right. Problem solved.
Exactly. And so I thought I would go through a couple of, on Google, when you can do a type a few keywords and then leave a space and it'll have all these questions, as Google's trying to finish your thought for you.
Yep.
And you can. So I just put in California solar, and the questions is that, people also ask, is solar still worth it in California? And so the consensus is yes, that electricity prices will be going up significantly in 2023, still making solar solar much better. They do say, consider adding a battery, but then it won't make it as good. But so it's definitely a complicated question. But in general, yes, makes sense.
It's the almost every situation is different.
Exactly. Does California offer incentives for solar? And they do. And one of them that doesn't really get talked about a lot is that when you go, let's just say you build an addition on your house or you remodel your kitchen and you file for a permit, about 6 months after you're done, you'll get an assessment. And that assessment says, oh, hey, Adam, great job on your, well, it doesn't even say that. It just says your new tax, your new value of your home is X, and now your tax bill is X. Oh, and you have a supplemental bill, meaning we want the money right now. And so we're not waiting till the next tax bill. So when you go solar, solar is exempt from those tax assessments. So that's a nice benefit. You'll still get the notice in the mail saying, how much is it? How much did you pay? Blah, blah, all that stuff. They have all that information already, but it's for statistical purposes only. Yeah. Creates a lot of panic in a lot of, and anyone who gets this notice is freaked out, and they call their solar person immediately because they were told solar is exempt from property tax. So anyway, I know.
Again, oh my gosh, all roads lead to the middleman.
I do the Jedi mind trick. There is no property tax increase with solar in California. And then I do my hand wave in front of their face.
But I'm a CPA, and I know.
Okay. Well, that's okay. The next one, CPAs, if you send them the information, I argue tax all the time. And most of them, lots of times they are adamant. And I mean, they're the ones arguing with the IRS on your behalf. So of course they, their entire job is stay away from the IRS.
Yep.
100% of the time. So, or franchise tax board in California. The next question, what is the solar mandate for 2035 in California? And so what they're talking about is lawmakers passed Senate Bill 1020, which puts the state on the path to achieving 90% renewable energy, zero carbon electric by the end of 2035, and then 95% renewable energy by the end of 2040, and so 100% renewable by 2045. So if we're in 2023 and 2045 is how many years away, Adam? 22.
Thank you. 22?
22.
Question mark.
Yeah. And I don't know where we're at now. I don't think we're even close to any of those categories because, but that is, very, very, very aggressive. And there's different segments to each one of these. So California has hydroelectric, which is like they'll dam up a river. And then now all the electricity that's produced from those turbines are counted as renewable energy.
Okay.
So it's really non-fossil fuel electricity. So if we're counting that, then solar is a component, wind is a component, hydroelectric is a component. Nuclear is not included in that. And so it's because it's not renewable. So in any event, we got to get on it. And I'm not sure that will actually happen. No real penalties that happen. No, all those politicians aren't going to lose their jobs or anything, but that's how it goes.
They won't be in a job anyway.
One of the biggest electricity bills in California is, and pretty much everyone in California have seen this, if they've driven on Highway 5, which is the really long interstate that goes from the Mexican border all the way up to the Canadian border.
Okay.
And in California, there is a California aqueduct that directs the water. So the snow in the Sierras melts, and then it goes into the California Delta, which is also called the American River. Mm-hmm. And that starts in the Sacramento area. And then it comes all the way down to Northern California, actually really close to us. Mm-hmm. It goes into this forebay. And then from the forebay, it goes into the California Aqueduct, which is a man-made concrete river canal that goes all the way from Byron, California, East Bay, all the way down to Southern California. So about nearly 400 miles of this concrete canal. And it goes through some of the hottest, least amount of water places in the state. And basically the whole thing is to bring water to Southern California, because otherwise they would all die if it wasn't for this. So, so it's a, there's a lot of, Southern California gets water from other places too, but this brings a tremendous amount of water all day, every day, where this is the reason that California is in a perpetual drought, is because even when water can get down to Southern California, it just can't get enough water for all the demand. So no matter what happens, and we had 4 months of rain and we're still in drought conditions. So it's interesting. Anywho, so this canal, hundreds and hundreds of miles, it uses a gravity feed. So it, meaning that it starts high and then the water just kind of flows downhill, and then it gets to the bottom, say of a bottom of a mountain range. And then that water has to be like pumped by these massive electric pumps that pump the water over the hill and then back down the hill that goes again. And it does this several times throughout the trip. And the last time I checked it, would you like to know what the electricity bill of those pumps is?
Wait, it's all fairy dust. And no, it's I shudder to think. I would say probably, $1 billion.
Well, that's good. It's about $400 million every year.
So next year it'll be $1 billion.
Could be. But I mean, might be PG&E's biggest customer. And so the California Water Resources Board. And so, when even 10, 15 years ago, you and I were talking, why isn't this covered? Why don't we cover it with solar panels? And if you had 100 miles of solar panels, it provide electricity, but it would also prevent evaporation, because how much of that water that starts in Byron actually makes it to Southern California? And Water Resources Board, and they were saying, it's not even a little bit. We don't lose much at all. So
that's nice.
Yep. In any event, this is now starting in Merced. And so they're going to cover a canal.
Okay.
And they say it's going to prevent about 65% of the water from being evaporated. And it's going to provide nearly 40% of the power that is used to pump the water. So in that area. And that's really good, because that's a good test for it. And we'll see how it goes. But the structure I saw was pretty intense. And it's not a small canal. This is probably, I would say, at least 100 yards across. So that's, it's like building a dome, you know, miles and miles long. So imagine, you know, like a football field, it's putting a dome of solar panels.
I didn't
panels.
Realize the canal was that wide.
I'm saying the California Aqueduct. So okay. Not the one in Merced, but okay. If they ever do apply it. But lots of stuff, lots of good news in solar. Mm. Adam, you're always a pessimist, always a glass half empty, but no.
Yep.
It's always good stuff.
You've taught me well, Obi-Wan.
Always good to keep things moving and looking in the right direction. And we will continue that and continue talking about solar and seeing how we can get things even better next week.
Whoa. All right. We're going to wrap it up there. Thank you for taking another few minutes out of your week to listen to the news of solar. I know there's always something happening sometimes it's good. So thank goodness Jamie's here to let us know both the good and the bad, you know, straight talk and all that stuff. So if you have a question for Jamie for an upcoming episode, you know what to do. Go to our Facebook page, Straight Talk Solarcast. You can send us a message through there, or you can go to our website, solarharmonics.com. And click on the podcast link at the top of the page and you'll be taken to a library of our past episodes. Finally, if you would be so kind to give us a 5-star review, we'd love that. Go wherever you got this podcast, go there, click on review and click on that 5 stars and then give us a nice message, would ya? All right, until next time, everyone. See you.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, got some? Email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.